The United States has been at war since October of 2001, and as of the end of last year, over 4,600 soldiers have died in Iraq and Afghanistan.
One aspect that can get overlooked during wartime is who's left behind when a soldier dies. In military parlance, women who lose their husbands are called unremarried widows. Artis Henderson's husband died in a helicopter crash in the Iraq War in 2006, only 6 months after their marriage. Artis is a journalist and a writer, which allows her to articulate her loss and share it with the world, which she does in her new memoir, Unremarried Widow. Artis, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Before he was deployed, your husband had a dream that scared you. He dreamed of his own death. And that must be something that's always playing in the background in the minds of military families. How much weight did the two of you put on that dream when your husband had it?
I think when he first had the dream, we were both frightened. It felt like a premonition. But I think that military families are very good at sort of separating our worries about the future and daily life. Otherwise, it's too weighty.
And what did he dream?
He dreamt that he died in a helicopter crash, which he did, and he dreamt that he was with the co-pilot that he actually died with.
So he had what turned out to be a direct premonition of his death that morning.
Yes, that's right.
And your husband deployed only 3 months after your marriage, and the two of you were, from the looks of it and from your book, incredibly in love. I saw a picture of the two of you taken the day before he deployed, and it's a beautiful picture. Is that how you felt on that day, that you were incredibly in love and having to let go of someone that you couldn't bear to let go of at that time?
Yes, that's absolutely right. I couldn't. You know, when he went away to training, we said we couldn't imagine being apart for 3 weeks. And then when he deployed, we couldn't imagine being apart for a year. And now.
Did you ever think, you know, maybe this isn't the right thing for us? It's so hard for us to be apart. Did you ever weigh the balance of being in the military?
I don't know. You know, we hadn't gotten to that point. When I met him, he was already in the military. And he still had about 5 years left on his commitment. So we did. We talked about the future a lot, but we had a long haul until he was done.
Yeah. Well, you'd always had a vision of your life as a writer living abroad. You thought about being freewheeling, and you had lived in Paris for a while already. But you chose to marry a military man to be part of this circle of military wives. How did you in that beginning time, how did you make peace with these dreams you'd had of what your life would be and what your life actually was when you were married?
That was something I struggled with almost every day. And I'm not sure that my time with Miles, I ever made peace with it. It was something I was trying to sort out, how to live my own life and still be part of this military community. It's very difficult. There are a lot of sacrifices for military spouses.
What kind of sacrifices?
Well, we're very much tied to our partners, and the military decides which, you know, for the most part, which base you'll go to and how long you'll spend there. And as a spouse, your choice is to follow or to stay in one place. And those are kind of the two choices.
And how did you fit in with the community of military wives on these bases where you lived?
I think initially I had a hard time fitting in. I was younger. At first, we weren't married, and so when you're not married in the military, you have no status, of course. So I was somewhat on the outside. I didn't have children, and then also I had these plans of traveling and kind of living my own life, and that maybe didn't fit in so well with that community.
Did you reach a point where you felt like you understood why they were close-knit and you were part of them? Did you get to that point?
Yes. I 100% see that. It's unfortunate that it took losing Miles to see that, because once he was gone, once I lost him and he died, the military community really rallied around me. And I'm so very close to both military widows and the military wives from his unit.
What do you remember about the day that you learned your husband wasn't coming back from Iraq? Did it feel different than other days?
In hindsight, I can see, yes, it was so different. At the time, something felt wrong, but I didn't know enough to say what it was. And then later, I can see how the whole day felt dark.
We see that moment in movies, on TV, quite a lot when the wife or the partner gets the news that her spouse, her partner, has fallen in war, that they're not coming back. But what does that moment actually feel like when it happens?
It feels like nothing you imagine. You know, I think as a military spouse, as a military wife, you imagine it, you think about it a lot, what it might look like if it happens. And when it happened, it looked nothing like I had foreseen. And it felt, I can't even describe how awful it felt.
The two soldiers who told you, they were in your home when you came in, right?
Yes, I was living with my mom when he deployed. So my mom had already come home from work, so she had let them in. So by the time I came home, they were in the house.
You use a phrase at one point that is apparently a military phrase. It's called right of the boom. It's what happens after a catastrophic event. It sounds like a loss of life. And it also sounds like it describes the protocols of what happens after a death. So what happened after that big moment, after that boom that hit you and your husband?
Yes. So right after, so the soldiers are there, the chaplain, and then the other one who's not a chaplain, and you can ask them to stay, but I didn't, and so they left, and then kind of this hole in my life opened up, and then there's certain procedures you have to go through. His things came home from Iraq. There was an official military briefing where I learned the cause of his death. I guess that's the sort of, I had to get a new military ID with my new status on it.
And you also learned that the pilot who died with your husband, Miles, was the same pilot that he dreamed about crashing with.
Yes. Yes. It's unbelievable.
How did becoming a widow yourself change your relationship with your mother? You were living with her. What happened with the two of you?
It's been incredible, my relationship with my mom, because my father died when I was 5, and my mom never remarried. And growing up, I never really understood why she handled my father's death the way she did. And then after Miles died, I found myself doing exactly the same thing she had done. And I think for the first time in my life, I understood why she had lived how she lived. And so I think we were close before, but I think we are even closer now.
When we read about the stages of grief, something you come across is that you don't get over a death or a loss like that, that you just sort of learn to carry it. How have you learned to carry it since Miles died?
It has been a long learning process. I've done the things that people do. I was in a grief group. I'm friends with other widows. And I think that writing this book in a lot of ways helped me learn to carry it.
Is there a message for other Army widows or widowers that you'd like to share as a writer and as someone who's been through this?
I think that grieving in general, and especially after a military death, is so lonely. I think that we find ourselves just so alone, and I just want them to know that someone else is hurting like they're hurting.
And have you heard from people who've said, "Artist, thank you for writing this. I don't feel as alone as I did."
I have. People have been so generous about this book.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on and talking about it today. I know it's painful, but it's a beautiful book. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Ardis Henderson, a journalist and the author of Unremarried Widow. In the book, she tells the story of her husband's death in the Iraq War in 2006 and how she rebuilt her life afterwards.